Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by the Lousy Weather Media Basement Comedy Show 4. We just had it like a week ago, and Chris Klemm headlined. It was pretty funny, wasn't it?
I loved it.
You can listen to the entire show right now on iTunes, Stitcher, lousyweathermedia.com, anywhere you can find podcasts. We put the entire show up there as a podcast. Lousy Weather Media Basement Comedy Show 4. You can check it out now. Now, enjoy this show. Video on Netflix yet?
True, I loved it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
It seemed a little long to me. It felt
40
drawn
minutes.
Out. You know, it was like 45 minutes. Felt drawn out.
I enjoyed the shit out of it.
It was like,
how'd you feel about Scheckler's part?
It was the best one on the video.
He was insane.
But
I felt the last part was kind of weak comparatively to the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my feelings.
Yeah, that was. This is at the movies with
Sean and Paul.
Yeah, we. I'm sorry, Joseph Cox.
Bob and Paul.
Joseph,
go ahead.
Joseph Cox is here. Now, you haven't really filled me in on who he is and what he does. I know he was in Brass Knuckle Hustle,
mm-hmm.
and he said he spent time with Here Lies Another.
Yeah,
as well.
I think you started it, right? You and Andrew?
Yeah, me and my brother.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you got going on in life nowadays?
Because
Here Lies Another, and that ended, like, how long ago now? Like, 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's been like two.
After Under Dead Sky, I believe.
Yeah, it's been like 2 years.
But it
years.
Wasn't too long after.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we fucking plugged your ship, too.
Yeah, you know, dominoes, they start falling.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's, I don't know, Here Lies Another's might make a comeback.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, in the works.
We've been talking about it. Mm-hmm. You know, my brother is actually playing bass for my other band, I Defiance. Mm-hmm. I got that going. I got a hardcore project going with Kenny Purdy, Jason White from Brass Knuckle Hustle. Brass Knuckle Hustle might have something going on.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of
so
stuff
you
going
got,
on.
You got it. You said a band called I Defiance?
Yeah,
that's
like
what you're...
I, like
is there a comma?
Yeah, like I Defiance.
Nice.
So how long has that been rolling then?
I think it's been like 2 years, maybe, something like that. Yeah, we just went through some members.
So
changes.
Here Lies Another was from like Sandusky, then. So that's where is that where you're from?
Yeah.
You're like just right around the corner from Cedar Point.
Were you
just driving to Cedar Point for fun? Like, I mean, like Cedar Point was like school trip vacation.
The roller
for us,
coast.
It's like an hour and a half away for us, right?
I think it's like 2.5, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's that far. How far is it? Where are you from right now?
Huron.
So where is that at?
Next to Sandusky.
So did you drive that distance tonight?
Yes, I did.
That's a long distance to drive.
Well, you know.
So what highway did you take?
I took the turnpike down to something.
You
to
took
something.
The turnpike to something?
Yeah, I basically...
That's like 80?
Yeah, I plugged it in my phone, and they're like, sorry. Hey, let's go.
I have a geography clip, and I triumphantly played it to hear it, and it says, I'm sorry, but this file is not on here
Are
anymore.
You shitting me?
Yeah, so.
We need to get a new tablet. That thing's fucking
not as good at geography as you thought.
The geography,
find a file.
The geography clip lost. But anyway, so have you been hearing the big news lately that happened yesterday?
No, probably
right,
not.
In the podcast world, right? We're on a podcast.
Oh, yeah, you know what we're talking about.
Okay, the podcast world. Barack Obama did an interview on a podcast yesterday.
Podcast called?
It was What the Fuck with Mark Maron.
Our fucking president.
I will pronounce it right.
Chief and commander was on What the Fuck.
WTF.
Yeah.
WTF with Mark Maron. And so if
he literally intros the show, what's up,
if
what
you
the
fuckers, haven't,
what the fuckies?
If you haven't heard what he said, I do have exactly what Obama said when he says that word. I stole this from, I'll go ahead and put it here. I stole it from the Nicole Sandler show. I stole both these clips from it. So I'll go ahead and give credit to where I took it.
And the WTF podcast. Right.
This is what Obama
said. And it's not just a matter of
it not being polite to say nigger in public, that's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not. It's not just a matter of overt discrimination. We have to, societies don't overnight completely erase everything that happened 200 to 300 years prior.
All right, so what he was saying was that just because you don't say the N-word in public doesn't make you not a racist,
right,
or that there's not racism existing.
You can say ignorant, too. We've established this.
Yeah, and it's not the first time the N-word's been dropped on a podcast. We've dropped the N-word here on this podcast. Hard R Paul over here. Sometimes he gets one.
Solid plug.
Few too many. And drops it. But anyway, so...
It wasn't a few too many. I was referring to another episode where you said it. I just happened to say it in a different way.
Oh, context. So, yeah, and then...
You had a soft day.
All right, so this clip, I got it from the same show, from Nicole Sandler's show. It's RadioOrNot.com, right? That's where I stole it from. I'll go ahead and give the cheap plug, because if I don't, I will feel bad for stealing her clip.
You get a cease and desist.
So she put together this montage of the media's reaction to Obama saying the N-word. And you heard the context.
Yeah, definitely.
You heard exactly the way he said it. Now, this is the way...
Do you think you should refer to it as the N-word?
No. I mean, it was just a conversation. Like, I think it would be more, like, distracted if he said... I guess this is weird. Okay, to somebody like... To the normal person, mm-hmm, especially like a black person. And you know, I'm old school black. Like, I drink 40s in bed and stuff.
All right.
So.
And I get called a fucking hard R Paul. This motherfucker.
It's all right. I date a black girl.
Yeah. Right. I know that's such a weird card to pull, but every time he gets me with it, I'm like, well, I don't. So, fuck me, I guess.
So, anyway, when you're old school black like me, if you would have heard him say, like, N-word,
yeah,
like, you would have been like,
hell no, Obama.
Yeah, you would have been like, Obama, be a black guy, just say that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
should he hit it with a soft A? Would that have been better?
No, that would have been worse.
I feel like it would have too, but it would have been an awesome,
because then it would have
song.
Turned it into like a weird gangster,
yeah. No,
like,
you know, that would have been everywhere. They would have taken that,
well, they already are, just because he said it. Here's the clip of what the media
what
sounds the like.
The media was all up in arms about yesterday. Well, this.
I did not know this, but one of the hottest podcasts in the country is WTF with, I think his name is it Greg Maron?
It's Mark Maron.
Mark Marone.
Okay. Mark Marone.
Mark Marone.
I love that. Is it Greg Maron? Mark Marone. No, hold up, sir. No, it's not Greg Maron.
Idiot. It's Mark Marone.
It's actually Mark Marone.
Do your research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Why?
I think actually, using the word, right, calling someone the word, obviously, and using it in context to provoke conversation or to have a meaningful conversation to get people to think about it, those are two different things. So when you read a headline that says the president uses the N-word, he didn't really use the N-word. He discussed how people
this
use
like
that
a black
word.
Guy talking
We're
about
talking
it
about
there.
The mm-hmm. president of the United States using the N-word, Bill. He has really dragged in the gutter speak of rap music. So now he's the first president of rap, of street.
What?
I mean, come
That's
on.
The White House said today the president doesn't regret
so,
saying.
So what? He's the first president of street?
I said to myself, my Lord, what was he thinking about? And then I saw the whole thing as you just put it. I said, I know what he's thinking about. He's trying to give a lesson, trying to teach a lesson.
So, Juan, let me ask you, it's a very powerful word, obviously. And does this word right now, right on the heels of Charleston, do you think this unites people or do you think this divides people?
Those of us who have been pressing President Obama to speak more explicitly and more articulately about race, this is a part of the payoff. This is a man who knows so much more
like a clone
than
of
he's
Obama.
Been willing to or allowed to speak about in public spaces.
And now I think for President Obama to use it in public is a mistake.
The president seems to be taking an isolated incident from a random psychopath racist and then extrapolating and leveraging that out to indict the entire American community and say,
we have more validation than this fucking news program.
Okay, so there's the President of the United States using
the
N-word. He doesn't just say N-word. He actually uses the word. So today people are going to be talking, Brett, about whether or not it is appropriate for the president to use the N-word and whether or not it is beneath the dignity of his office.
Sure, I think many people wondering if it was only there that he would say it and not perhaps in a State of the Union or a more public address, if he's only doing this because he feels, you know, cloaked in the podcast that he felt he was doing there.
I'm glad someone buzzed her. Fuck that chick. That fucking dumbass. Oh, what an idiot.
Like, he's just going to be like in the State of the Union being like, what up, my niggas? Like, that's the whole thing about it, is that
hard R. Sean.
That's a soft A,
I got
Sean.
A fucking black
soft,
girlfriend.
Soft A is okay. That's the thing, like, okay, we heard the context he put it in.
I would have been awesome if he was like, I have a black girlfriend, it's fine, guys. Obama just pulls that card and they're like, well, I mean, that's the black girlfriend clause. He's hitting us with it, we can't say anything.
But, so... You heard the context he put it in.
Right. I also like that the one guy was like, well, I was like really up in arms when I heard the headline that you guys were saying the president uses the N-word, but then I listened to it in context, and it was just a conversation, and it made complete sense in context.
There was a guy on TV last night, too. I can't remember who he is. He's like the light-skinned black guy that works on The Daily Show.
I think I know who you're talking about,
kind of like got glasses, but I guess he does his own show now or whatever, but he was talking about it. He's like, do you think this is the only president that has used the N-word, or this is the
fuck
first
no.
time?
Fuck no. Like, this is probably actually the best context of a president using the N-word is right now. Like, the other times it was like, wow, thank God there's not camera phones and fucking people to talk about this.
Like, he's like, do you think Andrew Jackson was like one of those people who would gladly just whip and own
what a fantastic
dozens
point.
Of slaves, but it was too far.
Yeah, he's like, well, N-word. No, hey, say the N-word. You can't say it.
And then they were just playing like recordings of him, of like Nixon saying it in his white in the Oval Office recordings, and
oh,
Johnson
wow.
saying it on Oval Office recordings and stuff like that. Because
that's
was
crazy.
The
that they can get that shit.
Well, all those tapes get released after a certain amount of time to the public.
Yeah,
like your Oval Office tapes.
I understand.
And then anyway, the reason why we brought you here, Joseph Cox, was we were
talk
hoping,
about this. What are your feelings?
We were hoping we could get you to say the N-word today.
We'll trick you into it. Watch out. Like, they're pretty crafty.
We thought, you know, we were like, damn, Obama says the N-word on What the Fuck with Mark Maron. We need Joseph Cox to say the N-word on Lousy Weather Media
the
podcast.
The whitest
Channel
person
Manja.
You'll ever meet in your entire life. Yeah. Literally, light reflects off of him.
But that was like the big hot button issue because they were basically talking about
now.
The,
do you think that Obama like had that plan like going? And he's like, I'm dropping it.
No,
like, and he's telling his staff like and shit. He's like, I'm doing it. They're like, you better not.
And it wasn't the first time he's used it either.
Yeah,
in
a book
it's in
reading
his book.
Yeah,
The Audacity.
Something
Hope
about French fries.
Yeah, he's talking about somebody.
It was on an Under Dead Sky CD. That's how I know about it.
Like,
not when me and Sean were in the band.
Like,
we're way more politically correct than that.
Damn French fries. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, Obama...
Get your own damn french fries. That's it, yeah.
Obama got... They were talking about the South Carolina shooting.
It was weird how they were trying to pair that together. Like, is this going to divide the country with this fucking Charleston issue, or is it going to unite it?
Well, that's where...
The president taking it back.
That was what the...
That's fucking weird.
That's where the conversation had started, was they were talking about that, the... shooting.
And you've heard that it's supposed to be like another fucking Sandy Hook type deal. They're like, oh, this is another gun control thing that didn't happen.
I heard people say that blows my fucking mind.
Eric Cribley, I wanted to shout him out. He tweeted, he's like, this kid's gonna ruin bowl cuts for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I love that tweet.
The shooting happened, and the guy shot up a black church because he wanted to start a race war.
And he, like, stayed the entire time. Like, he was hanging out with them, like, mm-hmm. went to fucking, like, Bible school and, like, the sermon and stuff, and then shot them up. Like, they were all, like, ready to walk out the door and then shot the church up.
And now, you know, people have to comment on it. And you would think, like, it's so weird that the uproar is, oh, my God, the president said the N-word and not, like...
Oh my God! This kid
shot up a place, and how are we going to prevent
nine
this
people,
from happening
right?
again? Yeah, nine people.
It's fucking insane.
People are like, oh well, if more people with guns were inside the church, maybe less people would have died.
Yep, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, sound logic. That makes sense.
If there would have been a police officer,
Clint Eastwood.
You say a police officer who was in there. I mean,
you feel lucky, punk?
The only person.
Jean-Claude, no, he would have fucking kicked somebody. He would kick the gun.
I know.
He would have kicked all the guns out of their hands and then subdued the kid.
Yeah. I might be taking a unpopular point of view here, because I know how unpopular the police are right now.
Yes.
Public enemy number one.
Mm-hmm.
But the only person I feel safe around with a gun anywhere, if I'm in a police... I mean, not a police market.
Police markets. Those are great.
A shopping market.
I like
whatever.
Getting me a new fresh cop.
If I was in the grocery store and you see somebody with like a badge and a gun, you don't feel as and if something went down.
Have you ever walked in one of those stores high?
What?
Because I feel way different. I'm like, oh, God. They're looking right at
no,
me.
No, okay.
I'm going to get shot.
If the shit went down.
Guy came from the police store and he had just purchased all that.
Yeah, I have
stuff.
A bag of police with me. Like, I'm like, no, I'm fine. I came from the police market. These are fresh.
No, I'm talking like, what if he was a fake cop?
Okay.
Fake cop.
Wouldn't that be more fucked up if someone dressed up as a cop and had a gun and then shot up an entire store? Like, oh, that's our security guard. And he's like, no, I'm not, motherfucker. And then, wow, blew everybody away. That's really scary.
Yeah,
I'm terrified of cops now.
I think you just wrote a movie, right?
I did, yeah.
So, anyway, what I'm getting at is, like, if you see somebody with a, and not even like, not even if you see a badge,
mm-hmm.
you see an unmarked detective,
right.
come in and he's got a gun on his hip.
Now, how
That's
do you understand
person,
that he's an unmarked detective?
If shit feels down. You can tell by the car.
Oh, okay.
And the way
I thought you meant just like
stuff.
How he walked in. He was, and you're like, that's a detective. He looks like he's got gumption.
My name's Dick Tracy.
Oh, wow. He's wearing all yellow and talking at his watch.
But what I'm getting at is you see that person with a gun
yeah.
in the store.
Right.
And if some shit goes down.
Oh, yeah. He's taking them
you
out.
You don't feel threatened.
Right.
Well, I mean, obviously you feel threatened, but before the shit goes down, you don't feel threatened.
Yeah, Dick Tracy's here.
You just see Joe Schmo and you know he's got a gun. You know everybody's got a gun. It just feels, I don't know,
terrifying.
I just don't trust it.
Yeah, because people have hair triggered.
What if the situation from The Mist happens?
Oh, wow. Good call, yeah. Bob.
I'm
then
not
the
sure
guy
what
with
The Mist
gun
is.
Becomes,
it's a Stephen King novel.
It takes place in a grocery store.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cop market.
Is that the movie?
And, the guys with the guns take the power and they start controlling the situation in
right.
a bad way.
Yes,
in like they fuck shit up.
Well, obviously the
he's adding to your point.
The police
so if the
are
mist happens,
the police are.
Oh wait, no, you're not.
People.
You're going against
yeah,
it.
No,
going
yeah,
against, yeah, yeah.
The guns can make power and cause control.
Right,
but
specifically in
so if so that. That's the idea of the Second Amendment, is we can protect ourselves
in grocery stores,
against the government coming and trying to kill us,
right?
Or
yeah,
whatever, take us away or do whatever. And I just feel in this day and age, the Second Amendment doesn't apply the way it used to.
Okay,
I mean the black choppers aren't coming to your door to take your guns.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
We're not going to start a war amongst people from the government.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard like a lot like from like the Charleston thing that you were talking about initially, that like this is going to start a new civil war.
Well, the guy, he wanted to yell it's the race war. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And that's why they got this whole deal with the Confederate flag in South Carolina.
I've noticed a lot of Confederate flag in my newsfeed.
Well, because this kid.
And a lot of people with tattoos getting really upset.
This kid.
A lot of that
this
happening.
This kid shoots up the church, and then they basically find out that it's like, was a whole deal that he wanted to start a race war and fly the Confederate flag, and that was like. Basically, yeah, though, ideas from the Confederate flag had fueled him to murder these people.
Just the Confederate flag.
To start a race war.
Right on.
And,
that kid's a fucking jabron.
No, I mean, you'll have to read his, you'll have to watch his YouTube mantras.
Yeah, yeah, no, I heard about that, like, what's that called? Like, manifesto that he released.
You'll have to read it to find out exactly how it applies. But
I gotcha.
When it happened, you all of a sudden get these like weird Republicans who have been supporting the rebel flag and and waving it for,
oh fuck,
you know what I mean, 30 years, kind of go, you know, oh, maybe it's time in, you know, 2015.
You think that this is gonna eradicate Confederate flags now?
No.
What about you, Joseph? God.
There's always gonna be people.
Yeah, how many do you see the Nazi flag in Sandusky?
In Sandusky?
Yeah, you just see it on the back of the pickup truck that says redneck.
Yeah,
it's like redneck with two rebel flags.
Yeah, we see it here.
There's quite a bit of that in Sandusky.
It's a weird,
I think we're going to see a lot more of them now because people are going to be like, this is my fucking hill to die on.
Maybe we will. Here's finally, my flag I planted. We'll finally see another. We'll see it. Maybe you're right. The Civil War will happen. There'll just be like one of these. All these people will like conjugate in. I don't know.
It's like a tiny Huntsville, Alabama, he was almost like a tiny Hitler in like a beer hall, but it happened to be a church full of black people, and then you just fucking murdered them.
Well, I don't know if it was like that, because Hitler had like the economy on his side.
Yeah, well,
like
I mean, not at the beginning, though. It was a beer hall, and he was like, wow, these Jews, and they were like, all right, well, he wrote a book.
Complete opposite. He was like...
He already had the economy on his side.
No, yeah, the economy was in the shits. So you had to like take a wheelbarrow full of money into like a bar to get a beer, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was like walking in with your wheelbarrow, like, here's my wallet, like, and get a beer, and he'd be like, this is... He was talking in the bars about that.
I got you.
And then after he got power, he was like, kill all the Jews.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I should look up some history.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you suck people in. You get in charge. You're right. The police, man. Maybe that's what they're doing.
Oh, my God.
It's the mist. I don't know.
It's the mist.
we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about Joseph Cox and life. And media. I'm trying to find a song to play. You ready for this, Paul?
Yeah.
We're just coming in dry because I got something really... We got, like, breaking news.
Oh, shit. Obama dropped the N-bomb again, did he?
No, Disturbed put out a new song. Oh my
God. Featuring Obama dropping the N-bomb.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Anyway, so... Oh, shitty. This is our song we play. This is our theme song for when new music comes out. We play this game called Good or Shitty, where we listen to the song and then decide whether or not it's good or shitty.
Shitty.
I think we made it pretty
shitty
far.
All around.
I think
I like that reverse snare hit.
I think that was about enough of that.
Right on. Sorry, Disturbed.
Disturbed, the vengeful one.
Reminded me of Twisted Sister.
Fuck yeah.
Not everybody.
That was pretty shitty. So I forgot to ask you during break. I heard you had music to play us. You got something?
Yeah, I got some stuff.
You got something on your phone? You can just play it right through the PA if you got it on an iPod or a phone or anything.
iPod, yeah. What do you want to hear?
Whatever you want to play.
What's the new band that you got? The I Defiance.
You want to hear some I Defiance?
That's where
we'll play Good or Shitty with this. This will be nice
good
for
or
you.
Shitty? Oh man!
Don't do that.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
What am I looking for?
Right there.
Go ahead and plug her in.
Do you want heavy or heavy?
You just yeah.
Oh, heavy.
Yeah, give us the hit heavy single.
I don't know. We'll just randomly.
Mm-hmm.
There's a plane.
They're coming to take our guns.
Oh no!
Where was this recorded at?
In my living room.
Nice.
That sounds sick.
Yeah, I thought it was a high-priced studio. Now, what do you do in the band?
I play guitar.
You play guitar?
Yeah.
And then you got two guitar players, bass player.
Yeah, we have three guitar players.
Fucking Whitechapel.
Bass drop, 808s. 808s and heartbreak.
Okay.
was the like inspiration for this band? Like a Born of Osiris? Is that what it? Because I mean, I don't ever really listen to music like this. Not gonna lie, once the band started sounding like this, is when I stopped listening to metal. Is that? I don't mean that.
Welcome to the show, Joe.
I don't mean that as a put down, but like, but I was a big like hardcore fan.
You
right?
Like the Mirror?
And, what's up?
You like the Mirror?
Yeah, and Mirror's a lot more on.
This
the
reminds
hardcore.
Me of Aegon. Yeah. You ever heard of them?
Yeah.
Oh, you have those like kind of like simplistic leads, but like melodic, and then you have the really heavy fucking guitars.
Yeah, this was basically what I had planned for Brass Knuckle, but
really,
that's hardcore kids.
Because Brass Knuckle Hustle was like fucking like rap with like fucking like breakdowns.
It was weird. That was its own monster.
And a lot of fucking drunkenness.
Yeah, we did a lot of that. Correctly. That was fun. But this band was more of like. I was in HLA for 5 years, playing fast. How fast can we play?
Yeah.
How many notes can we play?
Yeah.
How much blast beating can we do?
It's like Guitar Hero on stage. Spins. That's how I felt at the end of Under Dead Sky, because we were playing the clicks, and I was like, this is basically Guitar Hero. Like, how much can I do in a set?
Yeah. So this was like, we're like, all right, we can play fast.
Mm.
We can play heavy. We can be brutal. And so let's slow it down. And see if we can make some happy.
What
stuff.
Tuning is that? Because it sounds
drop
like
F.
G.
Fuck
like,
off.
I was say,
it's
like,
drop F.
It
no way.
Like,
yeah.
Wow. So that's even below like G.
Yeah.
We're in.
That's right before he goes a full octave down
so
from a six string guitar.
Are you? Is that like a how many? Yeah. Well, how many? Strings
no, no, wait.
On
that's before G, right? E, F, G. No, yeah. Okay.
After,
so it's below. So it's
below G.
And it's below G. It's A, G,
so right before E, then, yeah, it was right.
Yeah,
okay.
next step would be E.
Jesus Christ.
Eight-string guitars.
You're playing on an eight-string guitar, so you have to have an eight-string guitar just to get that low?
No,
you could,
I mean,
file the nut of a six-string and
you could
fucking
it.
Forcibly put a bass string through it and play it.
It would sound
but
like shit.
I mean, it feels comfortable on an eight-string guitar. They make eight-string guitars.
Yeah,
they make
and it. And then what do you do with the, now, is it two extra low strings?
Basically.
Or are you going to do one extra low, one extra high?
I mean,
Can you do it either
you
way?
You could do it. I mean, because like extended
I guess you
range
could do
guitars
you want.
Came
yeah.
from jazz.
Mm.
So they were all trying to, you know, go higher. You know, some guys went lower, but so they would add the high string. But now everybody's trying to go lower.
About to say, because sevens like usually started out with like A being the lowest string, and then it was a
standard.
Regular standard guitar.
Yeah.
Like they just added a string, and so it was almost like drop D, but with like the A tuning.
Yeah. I mean, this is the same thing, but now you have basically. It's lower. That's all I can say. Like, it's just lower.
So it sounds heavy as fuck.
Yeah, so let's get to the beginning. You're from Sandusky, you said. What's going on out there? You going to Put-in Bay? You going to Cedar Point? How many times a year do you get to go to Cedar Point?
I hate Cedar Point.
You hate it?
Why?
You don't like roller coasters?
I'm a large dude,
and
I can't. I can't really fit on them.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't like roller coasters anyway because I just don't like going like upside down and on metal. Like, I like the wooden ones, even though they're herky-jerky.
Those things are way scarier than a metal roller coaster.
No, wooden roller
I would trust my
fun.
Life with a metal roller coaster. They put me on like Raging Wolf Bobs. I'm like,
wooden,
we're going to die.
A wooden roller coaster is just like driving through the hills in Pennsylvania. Like
in our shitty van.
Yeah, so like that's a wooden roller coaster. A metal roller coaster is like holding on for your dear God life in a car accident.
In a car accident.
That's what it
I don't
like
feel
to
that
me.
Way. That's weird. Car accidents are not enjoyable. Roller coasters are to me.
Yeah, you've been in a lot more than I have.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. So you weren't going to Cedar Point very often.
No,
I don't. That'd be established that.
I don't go there. Yeah, it's not my
not name. A weekend warrior.
No.
Like it would be expensive, I guess.
It's
you
like
know,
$45 bucks a day.
You just go fucking like camp out at Cedar Point and live there.
I mean, he probably just walks there. Lives so close.
I drive by it every day.
So you were
fuck you.
So were you into metal and things like that early on? Metallica records getting in your face, or was it like a good time celebrate Earth, Wind, and Fire?
I started with like Sabbath and like Rush.
Yeah,
like my dad's
your dad's stuff.
Yeah, and it just kept.
Camelot music catalogs, 99 cents.
Nice Camelot, fucking.
Yeah, like you know, it just kept progressing. How heavier, you know? I always wanted to listen to the next heaviest thing, and now I think it's kind of actually going in reverse a little bit.
You're starting to get into softer things.
Yeah.
'90s rock.
Well,
I've been hitting that hard lately. It's nostalgia, I think.
I never listen to like mainstream music.
Hootie and the Blowfish, you don't like them?
No, like,
wow.
Well, like, I just played you Trey songs, so now you're up on.
Yeah, I know that song, so I'll know that.
That's impressive.
Never hear you're it not. Again. But I don't know. Like, it's not for me. Like, I guess.
So you what were you doing as a kid in Sandusky, Ohio? I don't know. Like, that's like Mad West to me. It's not that west though,
Mad
is it?
West.
Like, it's not as west as Toledo.
I mean, it's just a little up and over. That's it.
Yeah, it's not
like central.
It's not like Toledo, but yeah, it is like it's Mad West though. You're like.
You sounded like a dude describing anal, and you sounded like a chick describing anal. Like, that's Mad West. You're like, no, it's a little up and over.
Yeah, there you
like,
go.
Come on. Yeah. You can do it. It's not that bad.
It just, I don't know anything that's going on out there. Is there a different accent? Is there a different...
Well, I mean... Ow. You get some of the, you know, the dudes that are like the country boys, you know, and like...
You start to get out west. Where did they fight? Where did the country people? I mean, like, I remember, like, how far away from, like, Tiffin is it? It would be, like, north of it. Like, Tiffin.
Yeah,
and Sandusky,
it's maybe, like, half an hour. Like, north.
So you might have, like, a lot of those weird people. That's, like, the big city. They're filing up to Sandusky.
Yeah, yeah, you get that.
And Cedar Point.
Yeah. Cedar Point.
Yeah. They want to go to the roller coaster.
So, what was, you into, like, there had to have been professional wrestling. Were you into professional wrestling?
No.
Football?
Yeah, I played football.
That's what it was? So you were into football?
How young you started playing football?
I don't know, like, fifth grade, fourth grade, whatever they started at.
Yeah, so did you play football your whole life? I mean, you still watch football, too?
Yeah, I mean, I started, like, what, middle school or whatever, and then I played college football at D3.
Hell yeah, there you go.
What?
Heidelberg in Tiffin. So,
right on.
So, like, 21 I got done playing football.
So then, you were a college football hero there. I mean, like,
the hero.
We were pretty bad, so it wasn't that big of a jump for me to be.
So what position did you play? You look like a left guard.
No, I played defense.
Defensive tackle.
I played D-tackle, yeah.
There we go. You look like you'd mow over some motherfuckers.
In my day,
I was quick off the line, hot off the line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you played football. Was that like the main focus through high school? Was it guitar and football? Or
There was a little bit. Like, I think I started my first band like 14, 15.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of like on the side. So like it was all football. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys
I mean,
play?
If you're going to be a college athlete.
What do you mean?
Like what kind of music? Yeah.
Metal.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is if you're going to be a college athlete, like that's devotion.
Yeah.
Like, did you get a scholarship to play football? Was that it?
No, D3 can't offer scholarships.
So you just, that's where you were going to school?
Yeah. I mean, I could have went. So maybe like a D2 school or D1 AA. Mm-hmm. There were some smaller D1 schools that sent me stuff, but you know, I started all 4 years in high school, so I just wanted to
keep starting,
keep playing. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to sit the bench type of thing.
Mm-hmm. So you could have went and redshirted at like the Ohio State and been a national champion.
I wasn't that good. No.
You didn't have the 40 time.
No, yeah, it wasn't that fast. It wasn't that, like, I was, like, as big as, like, their halfback.
Yeah.
And, like, twice as slow, so.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. So, you started playing in bands, and how kind of a student were you? You obviously had to, you were an athlete, so you had to get C's at least.
Yeah, I was on a roll. I was a three-sport athlete.
Yeah. What are the other sports?
Yeah. Every sport.
Yeah. Golf, wrestling? Tennis, and football.
Wrestling.
I wrestled.
And then shot and disc. And
So what kept you from getting into the MMA world?
I don't want to get punched in the face.
That's not fun.
Good reason to stay out of it.
But wrestling people was all right. You like taking some people down, wrestling to the mat, getting a guy in spandex.
The school and area I was in, there's like nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like people that just become terrible and do drugs and live a terrible life, or you play sports. So that's what I did.
You went for the sports route.
Yeah.
And you, but you're still a fan of sports, I imagine. Are you or no?
Yeah, I mean, there was a long time after I got done playing. I think maybe like the last year or two, I recently got back in the sports.
You were like burnt out on it for a while.
Oh, yeah, because like... Even D3 college football, like, you watch hours of film. You're watching yourself practice from that day. So you're like, I was just like, done, football.
Yeah.
And I didn't want
to. Were you the type of guy that, like, got it? You were in the film room before the coach. You were there at 5:30?
No.
They called him Rudy.
No, that wasn't me, no.
But anyway, so what I was saying before is, like, what kind of student were you getting through? So you said honor roll, right. But you weren't, like,
causing... Did you graduate with honors?
No. There's that.
I'm just kidding.
That teacher didn't like me.
You weren't causing
trouble. Like, it was like 1C or some bullshit.
I don't know exactly the reason.
Yeah.
But, like, there's people that graduated with honors that did a little worse than me. Huh. I don't know. Maybe she didn't like me. Whatever.
Right on.
I don't care. It's whatever.
So, you seem like you just kind of stayed pretty homely. You lived through life. You played sports.
Yeah.
You learned your guitar. When did you start playing the guitar?
Like 13, 14.
Then you started a band immediately. Well, you were always like, I'm going to be a musician type thing. Like, you were like five, like, ready for it.
No, I mean, it was all... I always wanted to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, what kid doesn't want to be like a musician or athlete or something, you know?
Especially when you're into rock music, because those guys are like superstars.
Yeah. But I didn't think it was viable as a career. I didn't feel like, you know... I should have at that time, looking back, but it was just, I was like, I just want to play sports, play football. I was going to go to college, be a gym teacher and coach football. It was all about football.
Football.
Yeah.
You still ever had that? You don't want to coach football now?
I mean, now I
have those X's and O's, make them playbooks.
Yeah. I have a 9-year-old son. So he's,
you have a 9-year-old son?
Yeah. He's a stepson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's my kid. So he's getting into sports now. So I kind of,
that's about the age he'd probably start playing like C team and like 10, 11 years old. I'm not making any sense, but like,
no, I have
like,
no idea what you're talking about.
Like the baby peewee, and then like, you move up.
Yeah.
And you move up like three.
I like
levels.
How the like in Canada they call mites midgets and something else. Like that's how they grade them.
Yeah,
I think that's a cool way to do
it's
it.
It's weird.
Well, it's not PC here, but in Canada they're like, yeah.
That's like the president saying the N word.
Kind of.
Anyway, so you still have the aspirations to coach then. You got it in you. You're going to be like... This is
where it all turns around. This podcast, you're on your way home, the hour drive,
start
you're like...
writing stuff out.
Making X and O's and playbooks and
you
shit.
You played defense, you'd be like a defensive coordinator to start. Like, you got the look of a defensive coordinator. Big guy, used to tackle motherfuckers to the ground.
Yeah,
You know, not going to take no shit. You know,
I could probably be a D-line coach.
Are you writing this movie? Yeah. Not going to take no shit.
You're gonna settle on the D line.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't. That's too much responsibility.
Being a coordinator, yeah, like, too much.
I mean, who wants to do that?
There's people, man.
Well, yeah, they
that's
do
too
have
much,
jobs.
That's too much time in the film room.
I mean, every time I play Madden, I'm the defensive coordinator.
Maybe you should look into being a coach. You're like, I played a lot of Madden,
dude,
guys.
I'm like, solid.
Here's
on
my
defense.
Season of 2013, 14, and 15. Got some good numbers.
That's funny. So, then you started playing guitar. And what kind of music were you into then?
Metal.
Like, what bands, though?
I was really into, like, the local scenes. Like, the Mushroom Heads and 206 and just basically that whole group.
I remember 216. They had that song that was like 10 fingers.
I remember they came out to the Imperial March, and I was like, well, they have to be awesome. And I was like, yeah, I'm all right.
You didn't like 216?
I mean, I liked them way more than Mushroom Head. So there's that.
It was just that era of metal.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, you were into, like, him then. You
know? I was, yeah. I was, like, all hardogrammed out and shit. And I was like, love metal. Hell
I feel
yeah.
different about you now.
Fair enough. Well, you didn't like Mad Max, so fuck off.
It was all right.
Yeah, Paul liked him when I met him.
Yeah, I did. And then Sean's like, here's a tray, you listen to some real man's music. Yeah. Butterfly Kisses and Suicide Notes.
I don't think that's the way it went, but it was close.
And he gave me Ass Laid Dying for Frail Words Collapse. And
that's some murder music.
Lamb of God, I believe it was Ashes of the Wake. Not positive. It might. I don't think it was As the Palaces Burn. I think it was Ashes of the Wake.
I remember the first album I gave you was Chimera and Possibility of Reason.
Holy shit, the last song on that album still fucking holds up really well.
I don't even remember what it is.
Chimera was rad. Well, yeah, it's also the local.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chimera was really cool.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And
I feel like that was like in the precipice of metal, like turning into like metalcore-ish and stuff like that, because they had like breakdowns and shit like that. It wasn't mushroom heady, like, sun don't rise on this hair, like that bullshit.
Yeah, new metal. Like, I was listening to new metal before we got the podcast started, because I just wanted to hear something that was like, motherfucker, motherfucker.
I used to be in Disturbed. Motherfucker. What's they up? Do that a lot.
We listened to Disturbed earlier.
Oh, we listened to a snare hit, and then we were like, shitty.
Yeah, you want to check it out again?
No, not at all.
So when did, Here Lies Another start, then? Because that was there a bigger project before that?
I actually spent some time in like the rockabilly scene.
You're doing a rockabilly scene,
which is
you started playing guitar at 14?
13, 14, yeah.
And you just like were really into Brian Setzer?
My buddy that I was
yes. That would have been amazing.
I was in and out of bands with him as a teenager, you know, he played before I played. He learned young, you know, and he's like, this, I didn't have anything going on. Mm. So it was one of those things where I was like, all right, let's do it. Really wasn't into it. Mm. The more I got into it, you know, I dig it. Not so much anymore.
You don't listen to rockabilly nowadays?
Yeah, I mean, I do.
I listen to the rockabilly all the time.
Bob got me into Bella Fleck, and he's incredible.
But
he's a banjo player.
I'll just, no. Rockabilly, like, I listen to like 50s, 60s. Get some good
for a time when we had the radio station. You played rockabilly.
It's still on there now. Yeah, yeah.
So you can still listen to it
in the afternoons. Rockabilly and swing.
Rockabilly afternoons. Sean asked, "Well, this jam came from." You should start doing that.
That'd be dope, dude. That'd be dope.
Breaks from work. You're just coming in.
Yeah.
Telling this. Very good. Sorry.
But so you spent time in the rockabilly scene, and were you wearing a denim jacket?
Oh,
and
yeah,
a
dude.
Oh, the Canadian tuxedo.
You know, the Western shirt.
Did
know,
you, like, play stand-up bass and stuff, or was it just like...
Yeah,
yeah.
I did some of that. I didn't really play guitar. I played drums for a rockabilly band, and then, which is really stupid.
Okay.
Basic, dumb drums that you don't even need them.
Yeah.
And then we started kind of like a more... traditional, like roots, Western swing. Then I played upright for that, and then I just got really, really bored with playing that.
Was this after football or
yeah? I mean, that's when I really kind of started. Hey, let's try.
Are you working a job during this point, or are you just
so
you're working 9 to 5, and then you're like, man, if I'm gonna go out and spend every night till 1 a.m., I'm not going to sit here playing rockabilly.
I mean, I did that for maybe a year, 2 years of just... We'd play a show in Pittsburgh and then drive all the way home and get up, not even go to sleep, go to work type of thing. But that actually paid a lot better than what I do now, you know?
Quite
frankly. Yeah, so...
You get a little bit more bar money. And bands like that.
Yeah, yeah. Cause
instead of like going to the bar and you're like, all right, we're setting up the metal. And they're like, I just wanted to drink. Why the fuck are you guys here?
Yeah. Well,
I'm
also,
here every night. Why the fuck are you in my city?
And you can be hired for like 3.5 hour sets.
Yeah, that's you can do covers. And we did a lot of covers. And then you throw your originals in there. And
start making money.
Yeah, yeah. We made some money.
So when did Here Lies Another start after that then?
Yeah, that was kind of falling apart. I wasn't into it anymore, and...
You're trying to write breakdowns for the rockabilly band. They're like, fuck off. You're like, well, I'll take it to somebody else,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
Hey, brother, want to play a band with me? These rockabilly cats don't cut it.
Like, I called them cats.
They're rockabilly cats.
Makes sense. My brother met a drummer, Corey, who was the drummer of Here Lies Another, and...
Brass Knuckle.
Yeah, yeah, and he's like, hey, I met this drummer, and he's... doing whatever, he's gonna come over. My brother was gonna start like playing guitar with him or whatever. I'm like, dude, you don't invite me? Like,
hey, fuck up.
So basically, I came in like just like bombed his like audition for this dude and like totally took over and stole this, you know, band from him or whatever. And so that's where Realize Miller is born.
And then wait, he got stuck singing instead of playing guitar?
Yeah, yeah. That's basically how
that went. Let me see that. I'll show you how to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's basically what I did. And then that was born. And
was he gonna sing and play?
I don't think so. No, okay. No.
They're going to be like, Opeth.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was like, because, I mean, he fronted the band the entire time. And he always seemed like a front man to me.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if that was like, that's interesting that he wanted to start out his guitar and then went the vocals.
Yeah, he's actually a pretty legit guitar player, man. Like, he's got he's got some chops. He can shred it, I guess, a little bit, you know?
what's he got going on right now?
Absolutely nothing. Except nothing. He's going to play bass for us tonight.
Why do you think I got Joe here? No, I'm kidding.
That's funny. So,
I love Andrew for the...
Yeah.
So everyone knows. Yeah, for the record. He's a good dude.
And just so Andrew knows when he listens.
Yeah, he's like, fuck them!
So anyway, you... where you did Here Lies Another for like 5 years then.
Yeah.
And
you
did like the Weekend Warrior stuff. Like you did tour, like the like we went out with tours and stuff.
And Brass Knuckle Hustle. Yeah. I remember I walked over and I saw Matt pointing at the singer of the Brass Knuckle Hustle, the bald guy, the giant motherfucker.
Kenny,
pointing at his hip, and I knew that he had a fucking hatchet man there.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh, we're not doing this. We're in like day two. Like, you can't fucking whip out your shitty fucking Juggalo jokes yet. Like, this dude's obviously a fan.
Oh yeah.
And he walked and like Matt's like, oh yeah. No, that's shitty. He's like, here, look at mine. And then Matt pulls his up and the Juggalo holding two dildos. And I'm like, oh good. Well, this is nice. I remember getting out of the van for the first venue, and all you guys pile out, fucking like Norse gods. You look like Thor, and then we all pile like with me, Andrew. Yeah, yeah. We're like, hey guys, what's up? And a 15-seater, and you guys are caravanning. I woke up at Walmart one night, and you're all sleeping, sitting up. It looked miserable sleeping, which is weird.
That was terrible.
You all had frowns while you were sleeping. I've never seen that in a person.
I always loved when we would play shows with Here Lies Another, when because you hung out with them very much. Like, you would be hanging out with them the whole show.
Yeah, look like their fucking child.
It was exactly what it looked like.
All these dudes with long hair, they're gigantic, and I'm like, what's up, guys?
They're like double the size of you, and you'd be walking down the street, you're just like one little dude with these three I'm the size of the calf muscle Norwegian like Vikings.
I'm Loki, they're Thor.
Yeah, that was always a sight to be seen. How do you end up getting so many large Norwegian looking men and
good genes?
Viking.
I don't know. Like Cole, I met him at school, college.
And Cole's gigantic.
Yeah,
too.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, they were all gigantic.
So, and my brother is obviously.
Well, I guess Under Dead Sky was full of just little people. Too,
yeah,
though.
We were fucking pocket size.
Yeah, we were all, like, especially after Matt left.
Fro was the biggest thing in the van.
Well, that's like, I mean, I see that a lot in like metal bands. Like everyone's like just. Tiny. There's like usually like,
but you guys get on stage, you're like, oh, they must be fucking old school. Like they look like they've been through some shit. They've grown. All these fucking like I don't know, something in the water.
Maybe it's just that the I think people are shrinking.
Yeah,
I think definitely. The average height is going down. Fuck science.
All the GMOs. They were eating like fucking like regular corn fucking and were like eating all this like processed food. That's why we're tiny.
That's where it came from. It's the corn fed out west.
There's a lot of corn out there. Lots of corn.
So Here Lies Another. What you guys, how many, like, do you guys put out some albums or anything?
We did a full length and an EP. And full length, we went in the studio, paid the big money and everything.
What studio?
West 80.
Okay.
It was over on West 80.
I was about to say, right off the turnpike, probably.
Fucking, god damn it, that band was Stevie and the drummer from...
Abandon All Hope.
Abandon All Hope, they had a song called that. Sorry.
They went out there, they worked with... What is that dude's name?
Was it the cat from fucking Seventh Plague? That kid?
I think so.
Johnny?
Yeah,
the Vibe Studios now?
Johnny Burke.
He works at Vibe,
He did. We worked with Jeremy, which I don't know what he's doing right now, but I think he's Pennsylvania.
So the first album, you went to the studio?
Yeah, we went to the studio for that, and then EP, I tried to do it myself, and then we sent it out to have it mastered, which probably wasn't the best idea because I wasn't that good yet.
Well, I was going to call him back and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I think...
Pay me more money.
Dude, he definitely did a... He polished a turd on that one.
Oh, like, nice.
It was pretty... It's pretty horrible when I said it out.
The shit that you... I mean, I take it that's all you mixing and mastering?
Like, yeah, that's all that's engineer. All me there. I've definitely gotten a little better since then.
The Idefine stuff sounded like fucking good.
Well, I mean,
he even said... like,
are you doing work in a studio at all now or just all at home still?
It's all at home. I mean, I'd love to someday do that, but...
You record in other bands at all yet?
I've done some stuff, but...
Just friends?
Yeah, yeah. Nothing that... It's really panned out, and I'd like to, but it's just, I have so much of my own stuff that I want to work on. And somebody's like, "Hey, you want to record this?" I'm like, "No, no." I'd rather work on my own stuff, you know. So,
what happened with Here Lies Another? You spent 5 years kicking down doors, playing the metal, doing hair spins.
You guys would kick down doors too.
Yeah, I mean, we spent 5 years
you
kicking down
a
doors.
Lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I got my stomp from you. I want to tell
you.
Got
that?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I said you stomped on the stage, and I had my hands on it. I was like, "Oh God!" I pulled my hands off it. It was like hitting like a fucking metal pipe with a bat.
We just burned out, man.
Did Brass Knuckle Hustle have anything to do with that? Was there any animosity towards that, like you?
No,
another band. Okay,
no, there was, it was more Corey. He kind of dropped out because he had a kid and busy. You know,
you're like, I got two, motherfucker.
I only had one at the time, but you know, shit happens. And as we all know, finding a drummer that can play to that kind of music is near impossible.
Yep.
And so that kind of killed it. And
and then you moved on.
Then we moved on,
And then is that when Idefiance came into the whole deal?
Yeah. Here Lies Another was kind of moving towards that direction. We were trying to slow it down.
You had your 8-strings. You played a couple songs
with
them,
right? Yeah, we had one song.
Brass Knuckle was all 8, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And...
you're really into that F tuning then.
Well, I have giant hands.
Banana fingers, I'd describe them as.
Yeah, 6-strings feel all like tiny, like a child's guitar.
That's what, Joe Walsh had giant hands and just meant that he could stretch them further.
Yeah, I don't, I guess I'm trying to justify me. Like, really.
Well, fuck you, but anyways, I like 8-string guitars.
Yeah, there's no reason, really. Yeah. I just.
Except for you get a drop F tuning.
Yeah, I mean, there's a different. When I play an 8-string, it's different than when I play a 7-string. Like, play a 7-string, like, I want to kind of play a little faster and do a little more. 8-string, like, you can't do that because it sounds like shit.
Yeah.
It just sounds like garbage because it's so low.
And then, so, Idefiance. Go ahead and give me the rundown about, you said, who playing drums in that?
Kyle Clark's his name.
And you couldn't get him to play drums in Here Lies Another?
We had talked about it. We had a tour that we were supposed to do. It was like a little weekend warrior thing. We set up a tour out of state into Michigan for 3 bands, out of state bands.
No, fuck.
That's some work, man.
Yeah.
So Corey kind of dropped before that, which we were like, all right, we're fucked, basically. And we tried to, we talked to Kyle, but it was just, it was too much. Like,
too fast.
Too fast, so we're just like, screw it. And then we kind of just, Cole, he kind of stepped down. He's like, hey, getting old, can't do this shit no
more. Was he like cleaning like boats?
Yeah, he's got a new job. I don't know what he does now.
Because he was like, yeah, I shave barnacles off boats. I was like, your beard is so worth it, I guess.
Yeah,
you're such a man.
He looks like a... pirate Viking.
Honestly, like, is that patch real? He's like, no, I got an eye. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like the perfect storm of just kind of all of us. You know, I'm proud of what we did. You know, we had a record deal. Nothing really came of it. But, you know, we did a lot more than other bands from our area did, you know. So I'm pretty proud of what we accomplished with that. And, you know, people still talk about it today. You know, so
and then,
I feel like Here Lies Another was a staple for the scene.
I appreciate it, man.
And then you got Idefiance out playing shows.
Yeah, but Here Lies Another, we were doing like 70 shows a year, which is like touring national act. That's what they do, you know, like Idefiance were like, man, let's play a show this month. You know, we kind of slowed it down. We all kind of have families. We have jobs.
It's like
it's about playing local shows rather than getting to Erie Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Cleveland. I mean, it's maybe like once a year. We'll go out. We played a show in Erie not too long ago just because I love Erie and the scene.
Yeah, the scene there is so much fun. Yeah.
That Gimp Guy Productions is that dude's good, dude.
Killer scene out there. That, lots of good bands out that way. So it's always, you know, if you play Erie, you're going to have a good show.
I feel like I made friends for life. Playing shows out there, and Kyle Stevens with his red beard.
Kyle Stevens, the man.
So, the Erie scene's just fun to go to.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, like, Cleveland scene is so, like, clicky, and I think it's, like, so big and sprawling that it's kind of natural for it to be clicky. You know, hey, I practice at this spot, so these are my friends. But, like, Erie's kind of more compact it, so it's like everyone's cool with everyone.
And they still like working class hard played music rather than samples and fake gunshot dance moves.
I mean, I do have to agree the Cleveland scene, the scene around here is kind of, I don't know if it's just me being like the
old guy
dude, but like I'm just like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, that's not metal to you at all. You want people, you want to feel it, you know what I mean? You don't want it to be so programmed or whatever.
I think in Cleveland, like, everyone's always trying to go after, like, that, like, the Cleveland sound, you know, which was created with the Mushroom Heads and everything. It's kind of like that sound, which, you know, like, Here Lies Another kind of had some success because we kind of went, well, fuck that. We're just going to go the total opposite. And everyone's like, holy shit, it's heavy.
Yeah, nothing around here sounds like this. Yeah. Let's go see that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So Cleveland's weird, man. I love, there's a lot of great Cleveland bands. And there's, you know,
awesome. Everything's always going to be clicky in any music scene, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever's the driving force will always kind of be that flag that everyone hails. Like, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
and
if you're the
one
kind
of doing something else, they're like, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the future, man?
The future?
Yeah, what's the future?
I don't know. It's like a hobby now. Like, I don't really know if I'm going to... I know I'm not going to get rich and famous off this. If I did, then holy shit, I won the lottery. But definitely in the wrong kind of music to do that. But I just do it because I like it.
Yeah.
It's fun. I want to create something that lasts a little longer than I will, you know. Maybe somebody 100 years after I'm dead would be like, oh, check this out.
I found a USB.
Which is, that's kind of why I do it. And it's, you know, some people play video games. I go home and program drums. And
nice.
And
right on.
You know, so.
Oh, hell, man. This was a lot of fun. You want to play us some more music?
Yeah, absolutely.
You good? You still plugged in?
Yeah, I think so.
You got, is it going to be I Defiance or is it going to be the other project?
I'll show you some Tribes. This is my hardcore project. Mm-hmm.
And this is all you?
No, this is, I don't know.
Now, by Tribes, do you mean Tribal Tattoos?
Yes.
Because,
let's be honest. Yeah, Tribal Tattoos and Confederate Flags, Hard R's.
That's funny.
This is with Kenny from Brass Knuckle, Jason from Brass Knuckle.
Kenny's the bald guy, right?
Yeah, bigger dude, Hatchet Man.
Hatchet that dude
man,
was so awesome. We that was the tour that Ian went on.
Yeah.
And he was, like, Brass Knuckle Hustle in general, those dudes were so fucking rad. And obviously Here Lies Another, but I've been with you guys before.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, like, that was just such a fun fucking tour.
They like to have a good time, man.
They were like, buy us, hey, little guy. I'm like, what's up? They're like, you're the only one with an ID that actually, you know, doesn't have an expiration date. That's not,
That's valid.
Like, I was like, what's up? He's like, get us a bottle of Crown and a 30-pack of Pabst. So I was like, all right. And like, I'm like walking back with like a brown bag and a 30 pack. And they're like, thanks, guy. Here, have as many as you like.
Yeah, yeah.
They throw it in a cooler and we go play Keynote Cafe.
Yeah.
That's where Ian like broke his ankle.
Nice. Oh,
God. That was a fun tour. Man.
Yeah, that was a blast.
Yeah. So you guys want to hear some woes?
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's some woes.
I'm
cigarettes, Paul?
I just smoked one.
Oh, so that's why you smell like one?
Yep.
And it's Lousy Weather Media Main Show episode 90 today.
90, dude. I'm 10 away from 100.
I'm Sean Ast.
Paul Wolf.
Bob Capardo.
Damn it. That's another file that's missing.
Thank God.
Great. Your tablet fucking sucks. I'm angry at your tablet. Bobby Campada.
I can't do Bobby Campada.
I just did it, dude.
Joseph Cox doesn't know what's going on.
It's
here.
Fine. He doesn't need to.
You don't think he needs to?
I mean, he should. We had a good geography jam. We had a Bobby Campada jam.
Yeah.
Everything's just ruined.
I don't think they're in. You guys can stand by. Go ahead and talk amongst yourselves.
Do you have any news stories that have been grabbing your attention, Joseph? Anything in the news, it's like, oh, man, that's fucked. That's usually what I try to go for when I read about news.
What about that particle collider, man?
I'm sorry? Go ahead.
Particle collider? You don't discern?
Yeah, I know about it. They're trying to find the God particles, slamming
particles
together.
They're trying to open
up
other dimensions, I guess.
What? Yeah, that's how the mist happened.
Yeah, my
I don't know if it's the particle collider, but Sean, you've never seen the movie.
Yeah, my guitar player, Jason, he's in High Defiance. He's like... Yeah, they're trying to open up other dimensions, man. So.
And you believed them?
I don't know, man. I don't know. There's strange things brewing. Strange things.
Do you think there are other dimensions?
No.
Okay. I heard peacocks can see in the fourth dimension, which would be another dimension. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how much validity
peacocks
that has.
They can't see already?
Yeah, they can see, but they can also see a fourth dimension.
But that's time.
Oh, they already see it.
They can
see
time.
You can't see time.
Yeah, they can look at clocks.
That's not time, though.
Yeah, it's time.
That's watches. Just a unit of measure.
Yeah, you've never seen a peacock with a watch?
Yeah, I mean, I have. But from out west, we do things. There's animals out there.
We fuck those peacocks with watches.
Yeah, you know?
I did see an article about a guy who just got out of jail.
For fucking a peacock?
Fucking a horse, and then now he's right back in jail.
Was
for,
he, oh, so he actually fucked a... Was it a female horse?
And he broke into the same... barn and fucked a different horse in the same barn that he did back in the day.
Is it a steer, a male? Or is that a Mustang?
I fucking found it. What did you say?
Is a steer a male? Oh, there it is. Was it a steer? Bobby Kubota. Was it a steer?
that's a cow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it would be a...
So a Mustang would be a male horse?
That's just a type of horse.
No, that's...
Really?
Yeah, Mustang,
I thought it was a type of car.
Male horse is just a horse, okay. I believe.
Really? Yeah. Male horse?
We have.
That sounds dumb. Not like a bull. I mean, I know it's like a bull, but they usually call a male.
Google that, Josie. What the hell is a male horse?
It's a stallion. Is a male horse?
Okay,
and
right
now
on.
For another edition of
Geography
with Sean Ast.
Well, we were talking about Sandusky.
Yeah. We got it.
I'll just cut that out and put it in the part later when I try to play it before.
Yeah,
I doubt that'll happen, but
and then,
I'll look forward to it.
What do you think, Bob, about it?
Oh, the most hateful eyes. I'm really sorry about that. That wasn't my fault. I was like, wow, I'm doing a really funny, cool thing, and then it blew up in both of our faces.
Right, so anyway,
you
got
just doing it when he didn't have it.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I'm gonna perform.
I'll
dance, dude.
Do you got a news story, Paul?
Yeah. Okay, Mary Jane. Parenthetical. The drug smuggled in Mary Jane. Parenthetical. The candy.
Mary Jane candy. I never heard of it.
Mary Jane candy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a candy called Mary Jane.
Okay, and do you buy it? What is?
No, it's old woman candy. No one eats Mary Janes anymore.
I never heard of it.
All right. There's no sweet talking
Werther's?
Out of this. What's up?
They're like Werther's.
What was
no,
the
it's not.
What was the question I asked you? Did you find an answer to it?
Colt is a young horse. Stallion is a male.
Colt is a horse. Male.
Oh.
Stallion is an adult.
Okay. Well, right on. You were
so right. Colt
from
to
the
a
West.
Stallion.
I know my farming.
I know what the fuck and what not to is all I'm saying.
That's
all right. There's no sweet talking out of this jam. That's because it was candy. Did you catch
okay,
that? That's
yeah.
good. I like
get
the editorial.
To the fucking point.
Police say a man tried to smuggle weed through a security at Newark Liberty Airport, New Jersey, on Friday by hiding his stash in Mary Jane candy wrappers. So he hid weed in these wrappers that say Mary Jane on them, right? And as the following images show, the
so,
green...
So, hold on. And so he's taking, each individual little bud and...
Yeah.
So
and also making a punny joke,
how much
which is kind of weird.
How much weed was he smuggling?
Under 50 grams. So not a felony.
We don't know if it was a blunt or... I mean, it could be anything from 1 to 50.
Yes.
So it could be 2 ounces, could have been, it could have been, it could be fucking...
Right. Grand. It also could have been a bowl in a Mary Jane, which would have been smarter if he had it in, like, in the whole entire bag. And he's like, no, that's Mary Jane. And he's like, this sure is Mary Jane. But that's where the story goes. As the following images show, the green leafy vegetation was artfully concealed inside the suspect's checked luggage, police said, according to the New York Post. Hold on one second. I need to scroll down. Authorities identified the suspect as Gregory Murphy, 49. Now, do you feel like if you're 49 trying to smuggle weed onto an airplane and a package that is named after the drug you are concealing, but in a candy form...
I feel bad for the guy. He's going somewhere.
I wonder if he was like, well, maybe they'll get the joke and I'll get off.
No, he's just like, he's not going to be able to find weed where he's going, and he needs it.
But out of any other candy to conceal it, like Smarties or anything like that, he was like, I'll go with Mary Jane. You know what? Because it's funny. It sounds like a high idea. Uh-huh. That's what I'm getting at. And that's probably what obviously he was. He's from Tom's River, New Jersey. Whatever. According to the New York Daily News, he was arrested and issued summons for possession of marijuana, under 50 grams of possession of drug, and paraphernalia. Believe it or not, Mary Jane Candy, a delectable blend of molasses and peanut butter, is named after the favorite aunt of the brothers who created it, according to Necco. Hmm. So not only was that a news story, there's also a fact.
Molasses and peanut butter?
Yeah, it's old lady candy. I told you.
Oh, Jesus.
What do you eat? I saw you eating a Hershey's
cookies and cream.
Cookies
bar.
And cream. Yeah.
I could really go for a Starburst right now.
Of course you could.
Anyway, I got a story to wrap everything up here. You ready to you want to hear it? Bobby Kambada. You want to hear my news story?
Probably not
Bobby
now.
Bobby Kambada. Whatever. Bobby Kambada. I love the drum beat.
It was with the song, and now it's become the bane existence of one of my friends.
That's what sex is supposed to sound like, is that drum beat right there. That didn't make sense, but it does to me. Yeah. It's an inside joke.
Yeah, it's from an old episode. Bobby Kambada, give me the news, I gotta. Sean's got the rhythm.
All right, let's go play. Bobby Kambada, give me the news, I gotta. Bad case of reading you. Paul just likes the harmony at the end, so I got.
So I dig it.
Give me like, Nux. Hell yeah.
So one time
I changed it too, and I was like, hey, do you want the new one? He's like, nah.
The last time
he won't take it.
Last time I played
it. And it was weird because he got on me about it. He was like, you need to make that new news intro with fucking Huey Lewis.
Yeah, the news. The joke was Huey Lewis, give me the news. I got a bad case of reading you. But he didn't get the joke that we were replacing Dr. Doctor with Huey Lewis because of the news.
So I replaced it with Bobby Kampardi because Bobby Kampardi used to give us all the news.
Gotcha.
And now it's become the bane of his existence and Sean's favorite joke.
Yeah.
Moving on.
And like I said, the last time I played it, I always like to play it all the way out.
Yeah.
So that Paul can hear his harmony.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
It's good.
I have the Huey Lewis.
So I do have one final news story.
Okay.
P. Diddy.
I thought you were about to be like, Peacock, seen the fourth dimension.
P. Diddy got arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. Now, like, if you remember, P. Diddy was in trouble back in, like, 2000 for, like,
when
the same
thing. When he was Puff Daddy?
With Jennifer Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
And,
holding that ass.
He had, like, that gun, and then that other rapper took the fall for it or whatever. So, apparently, P. Diddy was arrested on UCLA campus, right? Because he got into a fight with his son's football coach. And swung a kettlebell at the coach.
Let him play!
Yeah.
That's why you don't want to become a coach.
That's right.
Like, P. Diddy might hit me with a kettlebell.
I don't even have anything else to say about that news story. Like,
that's all?
Well, you want me to get more into
it? Yeah. Well, I mean, is there anything else that happened? Like, he was like, fuck you, sure, your rap songs suck. And he was like, oh, no, they don't. And then he threw the kettlebell.
They have a video.
They have a video?
Yeah, it probably explains all that to you.
Oh, I thought you had, like, footage of it.
Then you want to hear it. I forgot to plug it in.
TMZ Sports reports that rapper and business mogul P. Diddy has reportedly been arrested for assault after getting into a fight with his son's football coach. Campus police apprehended the megastar after he assaulted the coach in UCLA's athletic facility. The fight reportedly stemmed from the coach screaming at Diddy's son Justin Combs on the field, which led to Diddy confronting him sometime afterward. Justin is a defensive end for the team. Diddy is currently being held in the campus jail.
He's like in a holding cell in campus jail. It's weird that they kept calling him Diddy, but they called him Combs' son instead of Combs the entire time. They're like, Diddy, 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 Combs' son. That's a weird editorial.
So anyway, he gets angry about the way the coach was yelling at his son, so he goes into the weight room and starts swinging kettlebells at him.
I mean, way to get your point across.
I mean, you sure he wasn't just doing a new kettlebell exercise?
Doubt it.
I mean, you've seen those? Ladies are doing them a lot nowadays.
No, I don't even know what kettlebells are. Explain it to me, Joseph. I know you know them.
It's like a ball with a handle on it.
Yeah, oh,
it's
like weighs a weighted. So kind of like a mace?
No.
Oh, so it doesn't have like a chain attached to it?
No, just like a simple handle.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So he goes into the weight room.
Yeah.
He grabs the weighted handled
ball
and goes a swinging.
That'd be a weird way to fight somebody.
If you are P. Diddy, though, and like what?
Bodyguards, I would send them in. My bidding, minions.
Yeah, I mean, why would you get yourself involved in something like that?
Give me that kettleball. I'm going to kill this motherfucker.
Like, you got to be an idiot.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I mean,
parents fight coaches all the time. It's not really like good. Like, you see it. I can't go one season without seeing a parent fighting a coach story.
Does that happen, like, on, like, the NFL, like, fucking football team? Like, the fucking dad storms the field. He's like, why is my son benched?
I see it in, like, the Chef Boyardee commercial. Or not Chef Boyardee. What is it? It's, like, big beefy noodle commercial. Or like
that sounds like Chef Boyardee.
Chunky beef.
Oh, okay.
Chunky beef noodles.
And what, a dad's yelling at a coach and they're like, chunky beef, eat it and don't fight your coach.
Chunky beef mom is like, I could give my son his chunky beef.
So he can make first string.
So what do you think about
it? Wasn't there a story with like Robert Griffin? His dad get involved like with the
Robert Griffin. I don't know what you're
talking
about.
For the Redskins.
Okay.
Yeah, the quarterback.
Mm.
Like his dad was getting all involved.
I think I do remember that in Baylor Washington.
I think he did it at Baylor and then he moved into the NFL and like he's like, you got to do this, like telling coaches who make way more money than he does.
Yeah.
Like, what to do type
of thing. His son's the fucking talent. It's weird how parents like live like fucking but I mean it's weird how like parents like live vicariously through their children.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, no, I'll be your fucking P. Diddy bodyguard. Yeah. I'll swing a fucking what was it called? Kettleball?
Kettleball.
I'll swing a kettleball at a motherfucker for you.
I did see this story though, and it was he didn't like how the coach was coaching. He thought he was using some harsh language.
Mm. He dropping the N word?
Probably, I don't think he went that far.
Right on.
They'd be losing
Not like
jobs.
Our president.
Yeah, president. He's a gangster, man.
He is.
I'm seeing one about his dad being in the locker room. But I don't think this is the story you're seeing that you're talking about.
Oh.
But don't mess with my dad, he says.
Oh, so the son was defending him. He's drunk. It's okay.
This is just a... I think this story from a year or two ago in Washington where his dad went into the locker room and I'm not sure.
Right on.
We've lost the world now.
We've lost it.
Let's get out of here.
Let's swing a kettleball.
Let's swing kettleballs at the world. Yeah, I don't know. It's been a good day. We had Joseph Cox here.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Let's have a good day. Let's listen to... Disturbed.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.